Watercraft Inspections, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. We've done a few recent stories, both ag-related and fishing and hunting-related, on the importance of keeping aquatic invasive species out of Idaho's waters. You see signs as you enter the state asking to pull into an inspection station if you have any watercraft with you. I asked Idaho Department of Agriculture's Nick Zerflew what's involved with the inspection and if your boat is fouled, what action is taken.
The hot washer, the decontamination that these folks are performing at the inspection stations in Idaho or the Pacific Northwest, we utilize hot water, usually with a hot water pressure washer, no chemicals. It's 140 degrees water on your boat, and that is very effective at killing aquatic invasive species, very effective at clogging ear muscles. Then we just ask the boat owner that they dry the boat out. They ensure that the boat is allowed to thoroughly dry before they launch in the next water body, just to make sure that anything that may be missed during the wash is indeed dead, non-viable. The inspection is mandatory, but the inspection itself and the hot wash, that's free of charge. You pull in, the inspection is generally just 5-10 minutes. The hot wash would come afterwards if needed, if the watercraft itself is deemed to be high risk. And all that is provided free of charge. Pull on in and we'll get you taken care of.
Okay, Nick, well done. We will get the word out to the listening public.
Perfect. Thank you for all your help, and thanks for the boating public for their help as well.
Great effort. Good program. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.